Washington, D.C., making a presentation on behalf of the city of Portland. We wish him, we are channeling good vibes his way. And this is a wonderful occasion when we celebrate sister city relationships, and we want to thank all of our honored guests for being here today. What we're teed up to do is to actually get a report on sister city activities, and I'm going to turn it over to President James Autry. Mr. Autry, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and as well as all of the other commissioners. Each month, I am now chairing our monthly meeting of sister city presidents here at the Rose, at the City Hall in the Rose Room. And my responsibilities is to kind of bring all the different presidents together and have them share stories and collaborate and best practices and be able to share how we can support each other. As for my relationship, I am the president of the Ashkelon Israel Sister City Association. And as I am in that role, it's a new role for me. I've been working with them as a volunteer for about 5 years, but then the last 3 years have become the president, and we are in the process of rebuilding our board as well as putting on different activities throughout the region. Ashkelon is an ancient city, over 4,000 years old, just south of Tel Aviv, and also we'll be celebrating 30 years next year as far as a sister city relationship with the city of Portland. And we have amazing things that are happening in Ashkelon, lots of developments that are taking place. We have a brand new mayor, Itamar Shimoni, who was elected there a couple of years ago, and so we're working with him on various capacities. And then we've been active here in the local area. One of the things that we accomplished this last year is we brought in a university student from Multnomah University to partner with us and to do the research that was needed to ascertain what type of businesses are operating in Portland as well as in Ashkelon that are in three major areas: medical breakthroughs, electronic breakthroughs, as well as environmental breakthroughs. And our task is, now that we have that list, we're going to begin the process of making relationships take place to where we could see some economic developments take place between the two companies that are here and there. Israel has amazing breakthroughs that are taking place. They invented the pill cam, as well as cherry tomatoes, if you enjoy those. Those were developed in Israel. And then they have a brand new exoskeleton system that allows people who are in wheelchairs to get up and actually walk. And then there's a car that runs on air. So that's an amazing breakthrough there. They're testing those things out. And so there's amazing things that are taking place. And so we're very excited to be a part of the development there. And so we are launching and beginning to relaunch our activities both here and there. And our plan is to go to Israel. I've been there 3 times, but we will be going to Israel later this fall. And so that's for the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association.
And yes, Mr. President, thank you for a very succinct presentation. And I note that I have some materials that Hector Miramontes has put together originally for the mayor, and I should acknowledge his good work. Actually, this is a superb briefing set of materials.
Right.
I'm being spoiled here. We will hear from all 9 leaders of sister cities. Each member will be given 2 minutes to do an overview, and I'm supposed to say at the outset that we want to acknowledge the role that President Dwight D. Eisenhower played in 1956 when he inaugurated the Sister City International Program.
Thank you,
sir, and we'll go to our next presenter.
Hello, my name is Philip Potestio, and I'm the president of the Portland Bologna Sister City Association. This event has become an important part of my year, and this duty reporting of our progress and our endeavors in this past year has become more than a duty, it's become a pleasure. So I'm happy to be here. Immediately, I'd like to report that within 2 weeks, we will be visited upon by 9 students, high school age students from the city of Bologna, Comune di Bologna, along with a chaperone who will be spending 15 days in Portland. This is our 9th iteration of this. We exchange on a year-to-year basis, so it's reciprocal. Most of the hosting students that are from Portland this year will be able to go to Bologna next year during the summer. We plan to offer a whole and partial scholarship to our students next year. Last year when they went to Bologna, we were able to give out our first full scholarship to a deserving student who couldn't otherwise afford to be able to go. And we liked the taste of that so much that we plan on continuing. PBSCA is also pursuing a craft beer exchange with Bologna, a city with its own beer renaissance going on. Through the Comune di Bologna, we've contacted several small breweries, craft breweries there, and we're connecting them with principals from the Portland Craft Beer and Oregon Brew Festivals. And we foresee selected brewers being able to exchange from both cities, you know, dialoguing, displaying, distributing, dispensing, and drinking each other's brews. We also are going to be visited this year by a group called Riding a Bike Can Save the World. It's a grassroots organization that started in Bologna. Several gentlemen are going to be doing the Pacific Highway ride and are starting their adventure in Portland. So we are the first city. They will be bringing a message from the new mayor of Bologna. We also just recently had an election. Hope to meet with people involved with the municipality of Portland. And a greeting or audience would be great when they're here September 1st and September 2nd. And I'm going to be sure to notify the Royal Rosarians of their arrival as well. We also, of course, are involved in things like food and fashion and film. We've made outreaches, sponsored numerous events, garnered support and publicity. And, of course, we have our hand in vino as well. This year we've had two separate events featuring wines from around Emilia-Romagna, which is the state, the region, regional government that Bologna is in. We had a 9 regional wines at a tasting and a fun event at E&R Winery, and we also had a Lambrusco festival at Grasse's this last year, which was great too. We too are expanding our board, and we've had two new people added onto the board, both from industry, which is good. We're hoping to keep our contacts with business and industry vibrant. Thank you.
Phil, thank you very much. And Commissioner Fritz and I had the pleasure of spending part of this morning with your son.
Oh. Phil, just based on my own experience in Bologna, I'd be really interested in a pumpkin tortellini exchange.
If yes. A tortellini cart would be nice, wouldn't it?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Now welcome. Who would like to go next? Sir?
Thank you, Commissioner. My name is Antonio Carrillo. I'm the president of Portland-Guadalajara Sister City Association. Was elected president since October. Definitely, I stepped into a role that was very well prepared for me, thanks to our past president, Stephanie Lamberson, who's, you know, probably you've heard of and done a lot of hard work. Portland, Guadalajara is proud to be a sister city for the past 33 years. We obviously could not have done this, and we thank the mayor's office as well as Hector Miramontes and the department of the sister city that's a great liaison for us between both our cities. Just as a little bit of a background of the city of Guadalajara, it's the second biggest city in Mexico, holds about 4.3 million citizens. Of which, you know, our work as a sister city is very important down there. One of the slides that we have up that I'd like to talk about is our annual donation to a school of autism down there. It's called Fundación Faro de Alejandría. Now, this school, in the city of Guadalajara, autism isn't really a well-known or very an area that's not, you know, a source of common – they don't talk about it a lot, per se. So this school, they'll accept anybody, they'll diagnose anybody. You have children who have been there since very young, 2-3 years old, and now they're adults. They came in not wanting to speak, not wanting to touch, and now they do all of those things. You know, so it's a beautiful thing, and we're very proud to be involved with that organization and give them an annual donation. As well as our festival that we have on the waterfront, which is the Cinco de Mayo Festival, which we hold at Tom McCall Waterfront Park. Sorry, we average about 300,000 visitors each year, including performers and craftsmen that fly out directly from the city of Guadalajara. So this is where we take great pride in infusing the city of Portland with the cultural of the city of Guadalajara. And this is our annual main fundraiser of where we receive all of our funds that we then funnel back into our community and the city of Guadalajara. Within that festival, we have a naturalization ceremony, which is headed up by the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration. We average of about 50 new citizens that are sworn in every year, and it's a beautiful experience to see all these members from different countries become, you know, living the American dream and becoming United States citizens. In this picture, you can see Mayor Hales accepted our invitation, and he was our keynote speaker last year at the naturalization ceremony. A couple other items that we had here, you'll see a picture of a young lady by the name of Karen Ruiz Lopez. We were able to partner up with another organization and fund a scholarship for young Latino women that look to further their career and their education in the education field to become teachers, superintendents, and other things in our community. We also are glad to head up a Adopt a Classroom program. Here you'll see a Albina Head Start. These underprivileged children, they give us a wish list. You know, thankfully we have the funds to be able to be their Santa Claus for that Christmas. So we take great pride in that. And lastly, we were able to make a visit to the city of Guadalajara in March to board members and myself. We were down there focusing on reestablishing our relationships, not only with different organizations, but especially with the mayor's office in Guadalajara. And, you know, I'm proud to say that a lot of that work, some of that work has paid off as one of our delegations was able to visit us. The Director of International Relations in Sister City, Monica Sanchez, is joining here today. And I know you guys heard her words downstairs earlier today. So thank you very much.
President Carrillo, thank you very much. Now we welcome President Michael Bostwick.
Hello, Council. I'm Mike Bostwick. I'm president of the Portland Kaohsiung Sister City Association. I was nominated and voted in last December. And I'd like to say that this was nice this year. This is the first time that I can remember that we had a delegation come to the reception, be here on time. They usually come in late tonight, and they don't make the reception. So I'd like to thank the delegation for coming. This will be our 28th year for the Dragon Boat Races, which is a cultural event that we've brought over here and started in, I guess it was 89. So it's been going on, and it's had its ups and downs, and we're back up again. We had a high of 96 teams, and we're starting to build back up after the recession. We lost a lot of teams, but now we're back up to at least 65, so it's come along fairly well. One of the things I'd like to emphasize is the comparison between Portland and Kaohsiung. Transportation-wise, they have a they're building a light rail system similar to ours that encircles our city and connects with a subway system that crisscrosses the city. But their transit system they're building now doesn't have wires like ours does. They're on battery operated, and they charge when they come into a station. They charge the batteries to be able to go on to the next couple stations. So it's kind of interesting. It's nice to see it going along with no wires up above and things. And they're also very into developing green buildings. Their library, their convention center, their stadium are all green buildings. A lot of them have solar on top and everything, and lots of light and heat and stuff from the outside. So
are you trying to stoke a feud here between these two cities? Yeah, are we trying to get the competitive juices flowing? Is that what you're doing?
Okay. It'd be good. So that's one of the things. And we also are proud to say that the city collaborates with us in putting a float in the Rose Festival Parade for many years, and we have another one this year. And we also put a float in the Starlight Parade, which is one of our dragon boats, and we choose a different team each year to be on that float and stuff, and it's very nice. So in relation to that, too, we also, with the Shuda High School coming, this is their 25th or 6th year they've been here for exchange and things, and we provide a couple scholarships for the students to come over here on that, and we also have been providing a scholarship to a Chinese student here in Portland that's graduating to go on to college. So that's basically what we've been doing for the last 28, 29 years.
It's a lot. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. Now we welcome President Alan Ellis.
This is Portland Kabatov Sister City Association, and 28 years ago, during glasnost and perestroika, when Gorbachev was in charge, and there was an expansion of freedom of expression and also artistic expression. There was an introduction of entrepreneurship, and there was the Moscow summit, which had Reagan and Gorbachev coming together. And as a result of that agreement, cities in the Soviet Union and in the United States were encouraged to form sister city relationships. Portland chose Khabarovsk after searching around because there are a lot of parallels. Khabarovsk is located in the Russian Far East, right above Manchuria. It has two rivers that come together in an inland port. It has lots of beautiful parks. It has a forest surrounding it. And so as a result, especially of Mayor Bud Clark and Commissioner Mike Lindbergh, the relationship was established. And through thick and thin, the roller coaster ride that has been our relationship with Russia over the years, Soviet Union and Russia, the sister city relationship has held steady, very cordial, and to this day, despite the problems between our two countries, is just, I think, a paragon of hospitality and mutual communication, respect, etc. This year, 2 years ago, we had a delegation here from Khabarovsk. That was at the height of the Crimean and Ukrainian crisis, and yet we sent a delegation over. They sent one over to us. We've had a lot of great exchanges over the years. Of course, the Commissioner Fish remembers the jazz bridge exchange, where we had jazz blues groups coming back and forth. And this year, we've tried to emphasize goodwill ambassadorship again, especially because relations are kind of rocky between our two countries. We just had the group from Franklin High School return earlier in the month from a very successful exchange with Gymnasium Number 5 there. We just had a band, 3 for Silver, very popular Portland band, come return from a tour of the Russian Far East. They represented us, represented Portland at the Day of the City Festival, which is like our Rose Festival, and they performed. And then U.S. consulate in Vladivostok took an interest in this project, and we were procured a grant that allowed the group to tour another week. So this has been a great year for good goodwill ambassadorship. And in Portland, we're looking forward to reaching out to the 90 to 100,000 Russian speakers in the Portland-Vancouver area. We have a good relationship with Kachka Restaurant, and we do things with them. And so we hope that the last commissioner to visit Khabarovsk was Gretchen Kafoury. She went to an international women's conference there back in the 90s. And we haven't had a mayor visit since Mayor Clark. So we're hoping to interest some of you, perhaps the new mayor, to go to Khabarovsk. And it would mean a tremendous amount to them and do wonders for our relationship. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. Thanks for joining us. And now I'll introduce President Paul Sively.
Thank you, commissioners, for your time and attention. I know atop the budget that this is impressive that you're able to hear us. I'm here on behalf of Matari in Portland, and Matari is a city in Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe lies to the north of South Africa, just so you know the geographics involved. And we have existed as a sister city for over 25 years, primarily humanitarian in focus. We have 4 entities for whom we raise funds here in Portland. They are a school with HIV and AIDS-related orphans. They are a school for the deaf, a hospice, and an animal welfare organization, all in Mutare. Mutare is a city about the size of Portland. It's known for its tourism, agriculture, and forestry, and some very difficult economic times and political issues there. We have, over the past 10 years of our 25-year history, raised about $100,000 for these humanitarian purposes. Primarily, we are have been an all-volunteer organization. We are at present 100% volunteer. So we have been successful in building a clinic where there was no health care in an outlying area of Mutare, and we have funded school fees. We've created programs to reduce some of the stigma on deaf children in Zimbabwe, a number of activities that we've conducted over the years. But focusing on where we will grow in the future, our two primary concerns are gaining corporate donations here in the Portland area from organizations such as Nike, which does sponsor Zimbabwean athletes. And, of course, individual donations are critical for the success of our organization. We'll also spend a great deal of our time soliciting volunteers, because an organization that is primarily or 100% all volunteer only lasts based on the number of volunteers it can drum up on a regular basis. So we hope that you all will talk up Mutare and amongst friends of yours that do volunteer or that want to volunteer, or your connections in the corporate arena. That would be much appreciated. And finally, I want to thank Commissioner Fritz, who has been to a number of our events, World AIDS Day dinners that we've had over the years, time after time, and thank you. We know that you all have lives, hopefully, after the time of work hours, and to give up your time to come to our events is very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to introduce President Michael Bacon, who, in addition to leading the Sapporo Sister City Association, is my next-door neighbor. Michael, welcome.
市長様、議員様、ポートランド姉妹都市協会の会長しておるマイケル・ベイコンと申します。この1年間の簡単な報告をさせていただきます。
It says on a foreign language up there. I wanted to see what it would do.
As I'm sure most of you know, the sister city relationship between Sapporo, Japan, and Portland is one of the longest standing sister city relationships in the U.S., beginning in 1959 and continuing with regular, plentiful, and meaningful exchanges that have built an incredibly strong bond of friendship between our two cities. Both Portland and Sapporo share common reputations as being highly livable and vibrant cities that attract many visitors and new citizens every year. Not sure where the rankings are this year, but both cities fall into the most livable cities in their respective countries, and I'm sure in the world. Clean air, clean water, abundant local produce and beer, a strong culinary culture, great access to the outdoors, beautiful gardens and parks, and mass transit are among the many aspects of the two cities that result in this recognition. Please allow me to highlight a number of the association's activities this past year that may illustrate our highly livable cities and the strong bond between our two communities. Both Sapporo and Portland recognize that investment in our youth is critical to the longevity of our relationship and, of course, the prosperity and vibrance of our cities. Over the past 5 to 6 years, we have established annual youth exchanges that leverages a partnership with the Japanese Immersion Program in Portland Public Schools to send a delegation of advanced-level speakers and writers of the Japanese language from Grant High School to Sapporo for an intensive summer institute that involves attending some of the Sapporo City high schools to really immerse themselves. The themes of that institute, jiritsu, independence, gaman, to endure, and kensong, which means humble, or showing humility, something that many times we as Americans can learn well from the Japanese. In turn, each spring in March, Sapporo sends a delegation of two representatives from each of their 8 city high schools to Portland to spend a week living and going to school in Portland. Meeting Mayor Hales, or one of our commissioners, and I believe it was this year, it was Commissioner Fritz, is always a highlight of their visit, and we are incredibly thankful for the time that you've taken to meet and greet our junior ambassadors from across the Pacific Ocean. As a professional educator working in PPS, my focus, of course, is on our youth, but in my experience in working in education in Japan, I greatly admired the fact that the school board office in all cities in Japan actually functioned as an integral part of city government, not as a separate one, and that the responsibility of that department was not just K-12, but rather education was something that needed to be supported from birth to death, making a community of lifelong learners. Therefore, adult exchange is indeed a big part of our activities as well. Every year, we have athletes from Sapporo who participate in the Portland Marathon, opportunities to learn about and, of course, drink Portland microbrews and continue to grow in Sapporo. This past year, we began a new event and fundraiser that features izakaya foods prepared using local Oregon ingredients such as Oregon albacore tuna and Chinook salmon, coupled tasting of sakes from northern Japan and specifically the Hokkaido area where Sapporo is. This event raised about $1,200 in scholarships to support our youth exchanges. We will be hosting this event again on July 23rd. Tickets are available, Nick, if you want to come, or all of any of you. I'm sure it goes without saying that cultural exchanges have and always been a major part of our endeavors. This year, we continued our collaboration with the Northwest Film Center in offering the Sapporo Shorts Film Festival. We invited an origami master to teach the ancient craft to 60 people while eating Japanese curry rice at our local Kare restaurant on the corner of 10th and Morrison. We also supported the PSU's production of probably the most well-known Kabuki theater show called 47 Samurai, a classic tale of revenge by sponsor, and we sponsored that as a member's night. Finally, we continue our 19th year of sending a snow team to Sapporo in the annual Sapporo Snow Festival to compete. This year's sculpture, as you can see in the slide, was a bouquet of roses. This exchange would not be possible without the tremendous support of a number of companies and individuals, including Columbia Sportswear, Taiheo Cement, and Sapporo Beer. We are also excited to announce a new relationship with the Pacific Northwest College of Art that takes our participation in this annual competition in a new direction. We are collaborating with the PNCA to select the next snow team through a design competition this fall, and the winners of which will go to Sapporo in February 2017 under the guidance of a PNCA professor to compete as our 20th year team. Thanks for allowing me to highlight the endeavors of our association as we join and continue to build Portland as a livable and vibrant city. I would like to recognize the incredible efforts of my fellow board members and our partners in Sapporo. The relationship thrives because of the talents, hard work, and dedication of many.
Michael, thank you. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say that a highlight for me was a few years ago when I subbed in for the mayor at a dinner with the mayor of Sapporo, who was visiting. We had dinner at the Japanese Garden, and he regaled us with his experience listening to Leonard Bernstein, who performed in the Osamu Noguchi Park in the heart of Sapporo. It was surreal, and I believe you were translating,
yes.
So thank you. We now welcome President Jonathan Cooley.
Thank you. I'd like to say thank you to all the commissioners for taking your time today. Lady Hales for her earlier speech and contributions. Suzhou is often dubbed the Venice of China. As Lady Hales will attest, even though Mayor Hales is not here, she spent her honeymoon there and did find it a beautiful city. It's the fifth largest economic zone in China, which is a big deal. It's about 10 million people, and it's located about 2.5 hours drive northeast of Shanghai, or about a 30 to 40 minute high speed bullet train ride. So I always take the bullet train. To move on. Hello? One more? There. So this year we had a special event. The Simon Benson Bubblers, which are famous in Portland and all over town, was donated to the city of Suzhou by the Water Board and the city of Portland. We were joined by Hector.
Just to be clear, by the city of Portland, although the Water Bureau was very pleased to make it available. Commissioner Mayor Hales was very scrupulous, and the general fund picked up the entire cost with the support of the council.
Correct. And the Suzhou sister city arranged for transportation to an installation in Suzhou, China. So in 2016, it was donated in 15 with the award given at that time. We actually saw it installed and had a dedication opening ceremony, and the city received through Hector Miramontes a recognition award for that, with the director Xu, his equal as an international coordinator for Suzhou. We continue the three legs of our sister city. It's education, it's cultural, and it's business development. In the educational experience, we have 10 cities, typically middle schools, but also kindergartens and elementary schools that participate in a student exchange. We had approximately 100 students here this year. We sent recently sent a delegation of 10 students from here. They spent 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, in Suzhou visiting other schools. This year, the board has started a new effort, forming a committee to move that same concept to higher ed. And we've been able to negotiate a relationship with Suzhou University, also known as SUDA, in Suzhou, to take students from Portland colleges and universities to Suzhou for education in marketing and corporate finance and healthcare in China by Chinese professors, but given in English, and to bring students here. And so that's our new effort. It'll take more than a year probably to effect that, but we're beginning now to contact the various schools to do that. The second leg is cultural exchanges. We've had a number of activities over the last 12 to 24 months. We had a calligraphy exhibit here. We participate in World Friendship Day. We have student performances both here and in China. And we are a great supporter of Lanzhou Gardens, who joined us on the delegation to China to review getting some craftsmen here to continue to improve and renovate the Chinese garden. That's our home, away from home. The third leg is the economic development, and we're investigating a shared database between the businesses of Suzhou and Portland, which will be in Chinese and in English, for a business exchange of projects. The second one is medical tourism. We've arranged for people from Portland to meet on we're holding a conference, State of Oregon plus this consulting firms are holding a medical tourism event here in Portland and in Seattle, and she's actually in China now working on that. We introduced her to the people in Suzhou to continue that concept of medical exchange or tourism, which is becoming quite popular. Finally, senior living is the last area that we've begun to expand into. It's a growing industry in China. What they really need is management. Portland has management. So that pretty well covers us. We have our highlights of the year and our major fundraiser of the year, June 23rd. We're hoping one or all of the commissioners will join us there. You'll be more than welcome. We've invited a delegation from Suzhou. We're still waiting to hear. They may not be able to make it given the changes in the Chinese government of recent times. But anyway, I want to thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much for an excellent presentation. Next, we'll recognize President Catherine Morrow.
Good afternoon. This week, during Rose Festival Week, the Portland Ulsan Korean Sister City Association is honored to host a 6-member delegation from the city of Ulsan. This is actually a follow-up visit from our friends in Ulsan to a delegation that came last November, right before Thanksgiving. And at that point, they initiated conversations about planning for the 30th anniversary of the relationship between our two cities, which will take place next year. With me here today in this meeting, we have 4 members of the 6-person delegation who are present, 2 of them at the table today. To my far right is Ms. Mi Kyung Kim, the Director of International Relations and Trade. She is sitting next to her interpreter, and they will be speaking a little bit later. And to my immediate right is Mr. Sang-gu Lee, who is the Director of their Greenery and Parks Program. Tomorrow, we're looking forward to talking with the Portland Parks and Bureau to talk about relations between our two parks programs. Today, the city of Ulsan is completely transformed from what it was 29 years ago when Portland and Ulsan established its sister city relations. Recently, the city of Ulsan has produced a new video about their city, which unfortunately, due to the short time today, we're unable to show it at the city council meeting. However, it will soon be posted to our website, to the association's website, and we encourage the council, the mayor, and others in Portland community to take a look at the new transformed city of Ulsan. Our website, a little commercial here, www.portlandulsan.org. Over the past 20 years, our cities have enjoyed lots of educational and cultural exchange, and the city of Ulsan has actually learned quite a bit from us. They have a rose garden modeled after ours. They also have a rose festival, modeled similarly to ours. They have a beautiful, clean river and green space, which resembles our Willamette River. So many, many similarities and things that they have been inspired by Portland to introduce to their city. In preparation for commemorating the 30th anniversary of our sister city relations, plans are now underway to expand our collaborative activities beyond education and culture. Activities which are being discussed this week particularly include exchanges with business, trade, economic development, tourism, sports, and linkages between the parks in both of our cities, especially our two rose gardens. Additionally, next year we hope to take at least one, if not two, or maybe three Portland delegations to Ulsan to experience their festivals, their parks, and the wonders that their city has to offer. I'd like to now invite Director Kim to say a few things.
Welcome.
존경하는 의원님, 의원님들 앞에서 울산을 소개하게 되어서 매우 기쁩니다.
I'm very honored to be here today to speak behalf of Ulsan Metropolitan City.
그리고 항상 울산 자매도시위원회에 아낌없는 지원을 해주셔서 시장님을 대신해서 감사의 말씀드립니다.
I also like to thank behalf of a city mayor, Ulsan City Mayor, that thank you so much for all your support for last 30 years.
내년이면 포틀랜드시와 울산이 자매도시에 맺은 지 30년이 되고 또 울산이 광역시가 된 지 20주년이 되는 해입니다.
Next year is we had our sister city with the Portland City for 30 years and also Ulsan City become metropolitan city for 20 years.
그래서 울산시와 포틀랜드시 간의 기념 사업을 하고자 합니다.
That is why we like to do some type of commemoration between Ulsan City and Portland City.
예를 들자면 각 도시에 있는 장미 정원에 각 도시에 장미 정원을 만들고 싶습니다.
We would like to create a sister city rose garden. For example, creating a rose garden in Ulsan and name as a Portland Rose Garden. And also, we would love it if it's possible for Portland City to create a rose garden and named Ulsan Rose Garden.
또 다른 예로서는 각 도시의 이름을 가진 길을 만들고자 합니다.
Also, we like to name the street, name the road. It's kind of funny that in Korea, ro means road in English. So we like to create a Portland ro, which is a Portland street. And if possible, we would also like to have in Portland City creating name Ulsan. Road or avenue or street.
We have the transportation and parks commissioners here. We should have this worked out by.
Drew will be happy to.
Amanda and Steve, take until 5 o'clock and work out those details, and we'll report back.
많은 그 논의가 필요할 것 같은데 적극적으로 협조해 주시기를 건의드립니다.
I know it's not simple to make this kind of decision right away, but I really appreciate. Take some time to think about this. Make it happen.
Madam Council Member, thank you for your suggestion. Here in Portland, it's very difficult to rename streets, especially.
이름을 다시 만들기 힘들겠습니다. 마지막으로 내년에 꼭 울산에 한번 방문해서 울산의 아름다운 모습을 보시기를 기원합니다.
If possible, please come and visit Ulsan Metropolitan City next year.
Thank you. You honor us with your presence. And we also understand you just flew in, is that correct?
Yes, this morning.
So you're here despite the jet lag, so thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
And our final presenter is Greg Raceman.
Yes.
From Utrecht.
Yes.
Which I hope to visit soon.
Yeah, let's definitely make that happen. So.
Welcome, Mr. President.
Why, thank you, Mr. Councilor. So I really appreciate the time today. We've been continuing to work on a relationship with the city of Utrecht, the Netherlands. Portland and Utrecht have a lot in common. Culturally, it really feels like home being there. in a really wonderful way. Both cities, of course, have a lot of interest in sustainability and bicycles, and they're doing a lot on that front. They've got a huge bicycle share. It's top 10 in the world, and just right now are finishing redeveloping their central train station, which will include parking garages for 42,000 bicycles as part of the facility. Yes, I'm throwing down the gauntlet, Commissioner Fish, as it happened earlier with China. So anyway, they're also really a center in Europe for equity and human rights. They actually have a center there that's recognized by the European Union that has been great. The other thing that's been happening is a lot of local manufacturing. So Portland Made now has its first Utrecht product on the shelves. It's called Damn Good Soap. They're working on bringing some more products, and we've been having a number of really productive meetings about bringing Portland products to Utrecht to share our small manufacturers' goods with each other and start to really grow that relationship. So it's nice to have a good foot in. With beer, turns out I'm the third sister city that's going to mention beer today. You know, Portland, as you might know, has the most breweries of any city in the world, and we're sitting in one of the top three hop-producing regions in the world. And so our beer culture is really mature and important, and so we've been doing a lot of work with the Dutch beer market as it's been maturing. This will be the third year that we have a delegation of Dutch beer brewers coming to Portland for the Oregon Brewers Festival. They get their own tent with good exposure there, and then do a lot of collaboration brewing with Portland brewers, so they're learning from each other. On August 2nd, there's actually going to be an event at Base Camp Brewing where beer that was brewed together last year, both at Base Camp and at Deschutes Brewery, will be shared as a fun celebration. I had the distinct honor of joining the Oregon Brewers Festival in September, going to the Netherlands, because we are working on bringing the Oregon Brewers Festival to the Netherlands. We have a lot of the pieces in place and think we'll be potentially doing it in 2017. So this delegation that's coming to town in July, we'll be doing a lot of work together and trying to get us really lined up to put all the pieces together. But it's looking good. We have a venue. We've met with the city of Utrecht. The brewers are on board. Oregon Brew Festival is doing a really yeoman's job of helping their young businesses launch a pretty big piece of Portland there. Sitting with the city of Utrecht, the Oregon Brewers Festival has about a $32 million economic benefit to Portland. And so thinking about how do we create that kind of thing in Utrecht would be great. The other thing is we're part of a Portland Dutch Society is the group that we're under. So it's all of the Dutch things in Portland, cultural and business and educational, all those things. So the other thing that we do every year is two very important Dutch celebrations. In April, we have King's Day and at Oaks Park at about 500 people and eat herring and other Dutch cuisine and listen to Dutch music and dance, and it's really great. And then in December, we have Sinterklaas, which is the Dutch Christmas celebration. It's a celebration for children, and everyone loves it when Sinterklaas comes out and sings and dances again. So it's been a really great relationship. We're continuing to build it, and a lot of productive things are happening.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Thanks for an excellent presentation. Officially, our next action is to accept a report. So we'll take that up in a second, but there's two honored guests I would like to ask to stand to be recognized. The first is Nancy Hales. Nancy, would you please stand? And Nancy spoke earlier. And I saw Karen Hansen. She may have left, but Tom Potter's wife was here. Let's give her a round of applause and acknowledge her. Hector, thank you for your great work in organizing this. To those of you who did not speak, thank you for joining us for this event, and I'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second. Second. The motion has been seconded. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman.
Well, thank you to all of our sister cities, and welcome to Portland once again. It's good to have these good relations, and it's always good to get a nice update on what's going on in your cities. And I hope you have a great few days here in Portland. Thank you. Aye.
Novick.
It's always wonderful to hear what's going on with all of our sister city relationships and to be reminded of the background behind some of these relationships and when they were established. And I do want to say that, as Commissioner Fritz said, it is difficult to rename a street, but I have noticed some streets around the city that are named after people who I don't think really deserve to have streets named after them, so we might take that issue up. So thanks for the suggestion. Aye.
Thank you, each of you, for your good volunteer work. Thank you for reminding all of us that we are indeed citizens of the world and that there's a lot of different cultures and wonderful cities worldwide. And when the people make connections, that's what makes it real to each of us and to each of the people in Portland, to seeing our friends from the other countries and hearing the stories of the very varied cities that we have sister relationships with. And I particularly like that they're sister relationships, not brother relationships. There's something about the family feeling of this presentation every year, and I very much appreciate everybody being here, and particularly the Royal Rosarians for continuing to be our official greeters and ambassadors and great partners with our Office of Government Relations, and just everybody who's here. Thank you very much. Aye.
So Hector and everyone on your team, thank you for the work you do. Echo what Commissioner Fritz said about the Rosarians and our friends at the Rose Festival. Thank you, Nancy, for the work that you do. And to all nine of the sister city leaders, the work you're doing is really important. Thank you for continuing to reach out to us to engage us in your events. Each of us up here has a different passion, and there's different ways we connect with you. And we thank you for doing that, and thank you for representing our city so well on the big stage. With that, I'm pleased to vote aye, and the report is accepted. We'll take a two-minute break now so we can get the budget folks teed up. Thank you all very much.